not sure exactly how to clean it, how to work it, how to shoot it, whatever, be sure to mark your calendars because it is a great class and it fills up in a hurry.
All right. Now, you offer private lessons as well, don't you?
Yes. Please don't forget about that. We have classes for beginners, intermediates, and advanced, and we can do this for individuals, couples, or groups. We have some of the best darn instructors, so take advantage of them. They've got the experience and the knowledge to pass on. Everybody that takes those classes are really happy when they get out.
All right. Well, I bet you got some special events coming up this month, too.
We do. October is shaping up great. Here's a couple of events you can look forward to. On Friday, October 25th through Monday, October 31st, we'll be offering our Halloween zombie shoot.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. So you get a free target and a lane for only $15 per hour. And I got to tell you, we are dying to see you.
Okay.
October 10th through the 14th, in honor of Columbus Day, you will be able to discover all of our lanes for, you guessed it, $14.92.
So, okay.
You know, 1492, that's when he discovered America.
Who comes up with all these things? Your son does, right?
No, I have this brain that kind of goes crazy. So wait till this next one. You'll love this one even better.
All righty.
Our Oktoberfest Liberty Sale runs all month. In addition to our regular prices, we will have in-store rebates that range from $100 to $500, depending on the price of the safe. As a special bonus buy, with each safe sold during October, you will get a six-pack of Oktoberfest beer.
Oh.
And trust me, it won't be a light beer. So actually, we decided to call it Oktoberfest.
Okay.
And that'll be published out in our newsletter and our reports that we send out. So if you're thinking of buying a safe, man, now's the time to give me a call or stop in. And I know it's a little early to talk about the holidays, but it's going to be here before you know it. So, again, come in, take a look, take advantage of these deals. The sales plus the rebate is incredible. I don't think I've never seen that before. It's super. Come on in.
Save $500, get a six-pack and a safe. What's wrong with that? Nothing.
Not a thing. That's right.
And you have consignment guns available too, right?
Yes. Our firearm consignment service is just plain taken off. I can't tell you how many guns, hundreds of guns, that we have either brought in here for sale at the range or we put them on GunBroker to get a national audience. So just go to therangewi.com and click the range tab and then firearm consignment to find out all about this amazing opportunity to turn your seldom used guns into cash. This is a great hedge against inflation, and I'd love to see you here at the range. Bring those guns in. We want to work with you.
And if folks don't have guns to sell or aren't ready to buy one or shoot but are interested in talking about guns, you're always there, right?
Absolutely. I'm blessed with some really great people here. And we like to take the time to get to know you and to know what you need and how we can help you. So come on in. We don't have to buy anything. We'll talk about it.
All right. Well, Jim, thanks so much. Lots going on there in October, and people can learn more on your website, right?
Absolutely. Just check it out at therangewi.com or go to our Facebook page, or even just call us for details and updates.
Sounds good. Well, Jim, we'll talk to you again as November approaches. Meanwhile, don't get too spooked by that Halloween shoot.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy. You going to dress up like Bela Lugosi?
No. They've always tried to get me to do that, but I'm kind of a coward when it comes to that.
Put a costume on. It'll change you, really.
It'll change me, all right.
Oh, no, really. My director, Jack Abrams, put on a mascot costume that Jeff Kahlo made for us years ago. And in that costume, he became a different person. He became the mascot. And he was just doing things that, you know, he wasn't doing anything, I don't know, outrageous. But he came out of himself, so to speak, you know.
Sure.
So think about it.
Cool.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you again in a month or so.
Thank you, Dan.
You bet. Jim Bobby Ash, the president of the Range of Richfield. They are located just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 split, and on the web at therangewi.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, The team at Egg Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Egg Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Egg Country office. Egg Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with highs around 82. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 59 tonight, mainly clear skies. Highs level off around 80 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs from the upper 60s to the upper 70s. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. Take a look at the extended forecast. 59 Thursday, 54 Friday, and 48 on Saturday. Another look at the short range, high of 82 today, lows level off around 59 tonight, highs reach 80 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country, right now 57.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Huntworth Gear is high-tech camel wear at a price you can afford. You can find it at Mills Fleet Farm and other stores, and a complete selection is available online at huntworthgear.com. Joining me now is Huntworth Gear Pro Staffer Bernie Behringer. He's a regular visitor on our show, and his YouTube channel is Bow Hunting Road. He's quite the influencer in the hunting world. Bernie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dan. It's always good to talk to you and your listeners.
Now, you are home in Brainerd for a few days, Brainerd, Minnesota, but you've been doing quite a bit of bear hunting so far this fall, haven't you?
Yeah, I actually shot a nice bear in Manitoba this spring, and then, you know, I'm guiding bear hunters here in Minnesota, so I had quite a bit of time invested in that, and that was really good. Everybody had a chance to shoot a bear. We had one guy that went home without a bear, but he could have shot one the first day, and then he had another chance, and he was more interested in hunting than shooting one, I think, and He went home happy. He could have shot two, but everybody else did shoot one, so it was a pretty good year.
I guess, wow. And you got one in Manitoba in the spring. Now, you've been hunting in the UP over in Michigan.
And I have, yeah. Yeah, it took 6 years for me to draw this non-resident tag in the UP, and I put a lot of time and energy into it so far, and I'm home for a little bit now, but then taking off again, and going to go back out there and keep trying it. I've got some bears on the baits, and I've been working them, but it's a challenge to go away from home and just start from scratch and try to get it figured out and get some bears dialed in, but I like a challenge, so we're going to stay with it.
Now, how long does their bear season run?
It runs, I think, about the third week in October, so there's about 3 weeks left.
Yeah, okay. I was looking at some of the video on your YouTube channel, and one scene there had, I think, a dozen raccoons.
Yeah, it was 13 of them.
13,
and,
okay.
On one bear bait, 13 raccoons on one bear bait, yeah. Boy, they can eat a lot of bait, I'll tell you what. Nick's expensive, too, man. The stuff I use, the trail mix and stuff like that, is, you know, it's $155 a barrel. So it's kind of shocking how much they can go through. I got it set so the raccoons can't get to the bait until the bear opens it up. But, man, once the bear eats what he wants and leaves, the raccoons just come right in and they can clean up 2 5-gallon bucket bowls in one night.
Huh. And I bet they're pretty fat, too.
Oh, they are. It's too bad their pelts aren't worth anything. There'd be plenty of people that would want to go in there and get them. It's a pretty target-rich environment at the moment.
Yeah, it looked like it. I got a kick out of the music, and folks ought to check that out if they're interested in a little humor. But, no, you're a serious bear hunter, obviously, with Bow Hunting Road being your main outlet now. I haven't had a chance to look at that video, but you've got a video there on kind of the do's and don'ts of bear baiting. I wonder if you could share some of that with us.
Yeah, I do. I actually have quite a few videos that are designed to help beginners. A lot of people think you can just throw a pile of donuts out and just wait and shoot a bear, but it's very strategic, and it's really difficult to get a mature bear to visit a bait site during legal shooting hours. it's really challenging because they just, they're smart, and you really got to do everything right. You can't make mistakes, and the key is, I always say location is your number one aspect. You got to find a location that they feel comfortable and secure coming during the daylight, and then don't screw it up by spooking them off the bait or anything like that. And once they feel secure, they'll, you know, eventually come in during the daylight. Even nocturnal bears will slowly work their way towards that last hour of daylight, and that's what we're all after.
Yeah. Is there a particular bait that you prefer? You mentioned trail mix.
You know, I use a mixture of baits because bears are strange. They're individuals. I would say they have personalities, but they're not persons, so that's not really accurate. But they're very individuals, that some bears will eat certain things and prefer that, and others won't eat that, and they'll eat the next thing. And the best way to keep the bears on your bait consistently is by providing them with carbohydrates that they can convert into fats, and some things that mimic their natural food. And that's why trail mix is good. I also use pastries because the sugars are good, but you got to be careful because you can oversugar them. You know, they eat too much sugar and they're like, oh, I got to go get something that's better for me. And it's just, you know, they know, their bodies tell them what to do.
The acorns in parts of Wisconsin are really good this year. How's the acorn crop where you've been hunting?
It's really good there too. In fact, it was bonkers in Minnesota too. There was just an incredible acorn crop this year, and the acorns did really well in the western part of the UP where I've been hunting. Also, it's been it's made it a lot more difficult. The success rates are probably going to be down this year because of it. You can't compete with natural foods. You would think that you could put all this good stuff out there and the bears would say forget acorns, you know, but it's just the way they're designed to feed up for winter, and acorns are a huge part of their natural cycle, and so you just have to deal with it.
Have you ever hunted in eastern states? The two that I'm familiar with are New York and Pennsylvania, and there are a lot of bear there. I think you can just buy a bear tag over the counter, but you can't use bait and you can't use dogs, so they can't hunt the way we do here in the upper Midwest.
Yeah, and the only eastern state I've hunted in is Maine, and I've hunted there three times and done well. I'm not very familiar with bear hunting in New York. I know the success rates are low, and the tag, a lot of people just buy a bear tag when they buy their deer tag because they're cheap, and they're like, you just never know, I might see a bear, you know.
Yeah.
That's particularly in New York. There's a lot of places where they just hunt over cornfields or hunt over apple orchards or, you know, old farmsteads that have apple trees and things. And then, you know, the number one way that bears are killed in Pennsylvania is with drives.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get a group of 20 or 30 people together and they'll just push a patch of timber. And the terrain in Pennsylvania lends itself to that really well. They can do a pretty good bear harvest without bait in that specific type of terrain where you couldn't, you know, the northern part of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, in the boreal forest, if you didn't have bait, you couldn't, you know, affect a reasonable harvest each year on your bears. But it's funny how, you know, people adapt to whatever the regulations are and they figure out ways to get her done.
Yep, they certainly do. And we have a pretty good bear harvest every year here. 3,000 is a number that comes to mind in Wisconsin. I imagine it's similar in Minnesota.
Yeah, it is. They have changed the management in Minnesota quite a bit over the last few years. You know, about 10 years ago, you could just draw a tag every year or every other year in several of the zones. And now most of those zones are 4 or 5 years of gathering points. And zone 45 is up to 7 years of getting points between bears. But the success rates have gone up a little bit because there's a lot less people in the woods. And average age and size of bears have gone up. Also, just because the age structure has improved a little bit. So there's trade-offs. It's hard to wait that long to get a tag, and a lot of people get really frustrated. But the actual quality of the hunt maybe is the best way to put it. When you do draw a tag, it's better than it used to be.
Uh-huh. What do you think the future holds for bear hunters in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, where most of our listeners are? Does it look bright?
Well, the bear population is expanding in all three of those states, and it's widening out. It's growing in the specific zones where the bear hunting mostly takes place, but it's also spreading to other counties.
there's bears all over Minnesota now. There's actually, in the last couple of years, Minnesota's divided up into the typical bear habitat area where they call the quota area, and that's in zones where you have to draw the tags. And then they have a no-quota zone, which is the rest of the state, and you can just buy a tag over the counter. And there's actually more bears being killed in the no-quota than there is in the typical quota area, which is for the primary bear habitat. And they're spreading to southeastern Minnesota. And there's an established population of black bears in northeastern Iowa now. Missouri just had their first bear hunting season last year. So bear populations all across North America are really expanding.
Well, that's good news for the bears and for bear hunters as well, and for folks who just want to see one once in a while, which some people
right.
enjoy. Well, I know you've got some other hunts planned. We don't have a lot of time to talk about those, but where are you going besides your UP bear hunt?
Well, I got a whitetail hunt in Illinois, southern Illinois this year. I'm just going to be hunting the private land with a guy down there. I'm looking forward to that. Of course, I've got both an either sex tag and a doe tag here in Minnesota, so I'll try to be filling those just close to my home here. And I got some pretty decent bucks on camera I got my eye on. I hope they stick around. I really, really focused right now on just trying to get that bear in Michigan. Since it took me 6 years to draw that tag, I don't want to give up on that. Then I'll focus on the whitetails.
Got it. Well, and I imagine you're wearing Huntworth gear for these hunts. I've got both warm weather and cold weather gear. And so far, the next week or so, looks like we're going to have almost summer weather.
I love this Huntworth gear. And I specifically use the Tarnin pattern mm-hmm. for bear hunting because it's got some green in it. And it's got the colors and the shapes that really work well for the times of the year when you're bear hunting, which is basically, you know, spring and fall. Early fall, August and September. So I love the Tarnin clothing. It fits well, and it's just really well designed. You put on a piece and you go, well, they really thought this out. And for the cost, it's comparable to some of the really high-end expensive clothing quality-wise, but the cost is quite a bit less. Yeah, I like it. I actually did 3 videos on my YouTube channel explaining basically if you want to go on, an early season deer hunt, here's the things that you should buy. And then a mid-season deer hunt, like a rut hunt, and then a late-season hunt. And, of course, in the late-season hunt, I featured a lot of the heat boost, which is an incredible technology with the graphene. That's pretty amazing stuff. I'm sure you've already probably tried that.
I have, yes.
So, yeah. So I thought it would be really cool to just explain to people, if you're going on an early-season hunt, this is the type of clothes to buy. So I did 3 videos, one for each of those early-season, rut, and late-season. And if anybody's interested, they can go on the Bow Hunting Road YouTube channel and look at those.
Very good. Well, we will send them there for sure. And Bernie, I want to thank you for coming on the show again this week and wish you the best of luck on that Michigan bear and then the rest of the season as well.
Really appreciate it. And it's always good to talk to you.
That was Bernie Barringer, social media influencer in the hunting world and host of Bowhunting Road on YouTube. This was brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. Learn more at huntworthgear.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Cold temperatures are on the way. If you're a hunter, you want to stay out longer, no matter what the thermometer says. Arctic Shield, L&M Fleet Supply, and Outdoor News are teaming up to give away the best cold weather hunting gear in the industry. Between now and the end of October, you can win a full set of Arctic Shield Classic Elite Parka and Bibs. We'll give away 2 full sets per week in October. To enter, just click on the contest tab at OutdoorNews.com.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are 2 of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer 4 seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-Pedenwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Pedenwell Lakes Association.
Looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, seven wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Hey you, stop and listen. This is a public service announcement with Dakari Chapman. Why should you know your constitution and why should you know your rights as a U.S. citizen? How would you like it if someone didn't allow your club to meet at your house? I wouldn't because that's not cool. How would you like to be tried without a jury? I wouldn't because that's not cool. These things are not cool. Learn your rights as a U.S. citizen so you know what to do in these situations. Thanks for listening. And remember, it's an American thing, so learn it.
Liberty. It's an American thing. From AmericanThing.org.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The ruffed grouse and American woodcock societies have been improving forest habitat for these and other species for more than 60 years. You can learn more at ruffedgrousesociety.org. And joining us for an update is John Steigerwald. He's the Great Lakes and Upper Midwest Forest Conservation Director for RGS and AWS, and he's a regular on the show. Well, John, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Good to be back.
Grouse camp was just a week or so ago, I believe, in Eagle River. How did that go?
Yeah, Rough Grouse Society, we hosted the grouse camp in Eagle River on Woodcock Opener here in Wisconsin. It was, again, a very successful event this year. We had plenty of participants, plenty of hunter mentors out helping to take people out in the woods and get them exposed to rough grouse and woodcock hunting in the uplands.
For people who have never been or who don't know, what exactly happens at grouse camp? I went to the first one, I believe.
So grouse camp, it's sort of an immersive hunter education type program where we immerse people in seminars focused on how to find rough grouse, the right habitat for rough grouse, tools, tricks of the trade to pursue rough grouse, as well as talk about their habitat, biology, ecology, and their conservation needs to get people in an immersive environment, we then send people out, actually new this year, we sent participants out for 2 half days out with mentors to then learn how to scout rough grouse habitat, hunting spots, as well as actually get time boots on the ground chasing birds in the uplands. This year we had 14 birds total that were harvested by our participants, up quite a bit from previous years, which is actually really good considering we had not so good weather past grouse camp. It was a pretty wet one, but people were still finding the birds, so that says a lot about the good habitat around Eagle River, Wisconsin. It has put a little bit of a damper on early season activities and people chasing grouse in the North Woods. Plus, we still are early in the season. A lot of our aspens haven't even begun to turn yellow yet. A lot of our maples, you know, are just starting to turn. We're just getting into our fall color, so trees are still holding a lot of leaves. Rush is holding a lot of leaves, so even if you were to flush a grouse, a lot of times this time of year, it's hard to see them, but a lot of good early season activity to be had nonetheless. Getting your dogs trained back up, getting yourself trained back up, getting your shooting back in order, getting your aim perfected, so to speak. It's a good time to do that out in the grouse and woodcock woods.
Now, what are you hearing from folks who were hunting this past weekend?
I've heard reports all over the board, but I think more over positive than not. I think there have been a lot of positive flush rates. One thing that has been a little bit interesting to hear from people, and I experienced this myself, is seeing a lot of single birds. So actually, I've heard reports from that in Wisconsin and Minnesota. People, you know, not kicking up the broods that they used to, but a lot of single flushes. Still about the same number of birds, but just a lot more singles than those broods. So it might tell us that the broods may have already broken up, or most of the broods have already broken up at this point.
Is it possible that those are adult birds and there wasn't great production, or don't you think that's the case?
There's the possibility, but a lot of the people who I've talked to, the birds that they have harvested have been juveniles, myself included. I think there's that possibility that there could be individuals, single adults, like you're saying, who maybe were not successful in raising a brood, but the numbers kind of speak otherwise. People have the number of flushes they would have had if they were all just adults.
Uh-huh, okay. What advice have you got for folks who want to hunt grouse and maybe haven't done it yet this year?
Getting involved with stuff like grouse camp is definitely for those who maybe don't know where to start. It's a good opportunity to get involved with RGS, go to those type of events, get into that immersive type atmosphere. Obviously, we're past grouse camp already for this season. There are good opportunities to get involved with RGS as an organization, our chapters, go to our banquets, learn from people who are experienced rough grouse hunters in the North Woods. There's, of course, a lot of information on pursuing rough grouse on our Rough Grouse Society website, roughgrousesociety.org. But if I were to give some of my tips and hints away, I would say that, you know, we have a plethora of public land available in northern Wisconsin. A lot of our forests are aspen-dominated forests, and you don't necessarily need aspen forests to have rough grouse. It definitely does help. It makes almost optimal conditions for rough grouse habitat. But learn your tree identification. Learn to identify between your aspens, your maples, your oaks. Once you learn your tree ID, it becomes a lot easier to figure out where the rough grouse are and focus in on young forest habitat in those aspen mixed deciduous stands of trees. I think that's where people find most of their success early season. Of course, we get into maybe a little bit later October into November, rough grouse do start to shift and change some of the habitats they might be found in. A lot of times they move a little bit more into mature aspen stands with a brushy, shrubby understory component. If you are going out rough grouse hunting, you think you've read all the books, you've talked to the experts, you think you have it dialed in, don't be afraid to also change things up, because sometimes you get the weird weather conditions, some local habitat, ecotype, or something of that nature. And if you just tweak the type of cover that you're running around in a little bit, you might find that you're having no success, and then suddenly you find yourself having some of the best hunts of your life. Don't be afraid to go outside the box in the normal situations. You might hear rough grouse hunters say that if you find dirty woods, it could be good opportunities to find birds where your typical covers are not paying off. So look for areas that might have some blowdown trees or some conifer components that just look a little bit messy type woods. Don't be afraid to change things up as the cover type you're looking at.
Good advice. Now, when you were out, did you see any woodcock, and what have you heard from other hunters?
Well, woodcock, of course, unlike ruffed grouse, are a migratory game bird. Ruffed grouse are here year-round. Woodcock migrate through. Woodcock numbers are not going to be good yet this time either because we're not getting into the major woodcock migration. Woodcock, you'll find, especially early October to mid-October, woodcock move through the lake states in what are called flights. A lot of times these flights are basically pushed on by major weather events happening in Canada, cold fronts that move in, and birds, they decide we're getting out of Dodge, and they're getting out of Dodge all at once. So we get birds that stop over in Wisconsin, in Minnesota, Michigan, that are coming from Canada trying to escape the advancing cold front. We're not quite there yet. We still have relatively warm weather conditions. So a lot of the woodcock people are running into right now in the woods are most likely resident woodcock, the woodcock that migrated this part of the world, went through their reproductive cycle, and have not yet left the North Woods. But in the coming weeks, we'll start to see those migrating woodcock moving in, and we should get into a lot of good action.
Yep, the best is yet to come there. Well, how about projects? Do you have something going on now that you would like to tell us about?
Yeah, actually, there's a lot of exciting work that's happening on the habitat project front in Wisconsin in particular. Well, this past year, we added two new staff positions in Wisconsin, bringing our total staff up to 5. We have 3 private lands dedicated positions working in northern Wisconsin, as well as 2 habitat biologists that work on private lands as well as state and county land in northern Wisconsin. If you have interest in learning about how our staff can help with your private lands management, don't hesitate to, again, go to our RGS website, navigate to our regional tab, and search for our private lands delivery staff here in Wisconsin. But just recently, we've actually expanded upon the conservation work that we're doing in Wisconsin and signed our first stewardship agreement with the Shawangan National Forest.
Oh, nice.
It's a big project, a big undertaking. We have a little under 1,020 acres of forest habitat identified. Basically, we signed an agreement with the U.S. Forest Service to help them take that 1,000 acres of forest that was actually no bid timber sales, and we're going to try to re-advertise it and offer it on the market for commercial timber harvesting that would produce a good wildlife habitat outcome. So all Forest Service wood that's been previously approved, gone through the public commenting process, scoping process, has been set up for harvest, but for one reason or another, it just was not attractive for a logging contractor to harvest. So we're kind of moving in and helping facilitate that process where we can get the wood sold with the intention of taking the timber revenue then and reinvesting that back into the Shawangan National Forest for additional forest management and wildlife management practices.
Well, that's fantastic. That's exciting that you've got that going, and we'll have to check back with you as that project continues and just see how it's doing. Well, John, we got to let you go, but I want to wish you the best of luck for the season, as it's only going to get better as the leaves fall and the woodcock migrate down from Canada. So good luck to you and to other hunters out there, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
John Steigerwald is the Great Lakes and Upper Midwest Forest Conservation Director for the Ruffed Grouse and American Woodcock Societies, and you can learn more about everything we've talked about here at ruffedgrousesociety.org. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com. Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN. RGS.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV-UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, seven wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at castlerock-petenwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association.
Cold temperatures are on the way. If you're a hunter, you want to stay out longer, no matter what the thermometer says. Arctic Shield, L&M Fleet Supply, and Outdoor News are teaming up to give away the best cold weather hunting gear in the industry. Between now and the end of October, you can win a full set of Arctic Shield Classic Elite Parka and Bibs. We'll give away two full sets per week in October. To enter, just click on the contest tab at OutdoorNews.com.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
From the early morning giggles to the late night sniffles, kids will be kids. At Marshfield Children's, that's exactly who we want them to be. We've dedicated our entire careers to caring for kids as kids. And we're welcoming new patients as soon as today at locations near you. Bumps, bruises, checkups, and more. Bring all your questions to the area's only dedicated pediatric experts. Visit marshfieldchildrens.org.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with highs around 82. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 59 tonight, mainly clear skies. Highs level off around 80 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs from the upper 60s to the upper 70s. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. Take a look at the extended forecast. 59 Thursday, 54 Friday, and 48 on Saturday. Another look at the short range, high of 82 today, lows level off around 59 tonight, highs reach 80 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 60.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. And the Crestliner model year-end rebates have been extended through the end of October. You can check out the sale they've got on pontoon boats as well. Look at them online at Cedar Lake Sales website or on their Facebook page for details. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. Huntworthgear.com by Ducks Unlimited, a proud sponsor of Outdoors Radio and of duck hunters everywhere. To learn more about the world's leader in wetlands conservation, visit ducks.org. And we're brought to you by Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water. That's castlerock-petenwell.com. How about that for their website? And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And I'll be working on this year's Deer Hunt Wisconsin show in the coming weeks, but past shows are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And this show, this radio show that you're hearing right now, you can listen to online in a couple of different places if you didn't get a chance to listen to it on the AM/FM stations. Go to lake-link.com, go to the Outdoor Radio page and download the show there, or you can check out outdoornews.com/podcasts and get it there. Dan's on social media at Dan Small Outdoors, and I'm there at Hardwater Jeff.
Got a bunch of calendar items you might be interested in. The DNR will host two open houses on the revised wolf management plan. Coming up on Monday, October 2nd, there's one at Northwood Technical College in Ashland. That's Northwood Tech, not Northland, the four-year college, and that's on Beezer Avenue, I believe. And then on Tuesday, October 3rd, at the UW-Stevens Point Marshfield campus. So got to check those locations. Don't go to Stevens Point. This is the Marshfield campus. Both events will run from 5 to 7 p.m., and if you've got questions or comments on the revised wolf management plan, get yourself to one of these open house events and learn more about what they have in mind for wolves and let your views be heard as well. For details, you can visit the DNR website, keywords wolf open house. And next weekend, October 6th through 8th, is the 61st annual Apple Festival in Bayfield. That little town, the smallest incorporated city in Wisconsin at under 1,000 inhabitants, swells to some 10,000 people for this annual event. For a complete list of activities, visit bayfield.org. And one of the activities, my son John's improv group, Lost in the Woods Improv, is performing on Saturday, October 7th at 4:45 p.m. They're really funny. I caught a show on my way to Lake of the Woods, and I won't be able to catch this one, but we'll get John back in time for that event at Apple Festival. Visit their Facebook page at Lost in the Woods Improv Wisconsin. And if you or someone you know will be a first-time hunter this year, there's still time to register for a hunter education course. visit dnr.wi.gov, keywords, Hunter Education. And last week, we mentioned the discovery of a new CWD-positive deer on a Washburn County deer farm. Well, that has triggered a 3-year ban on baiting and feeding in Washburn County and a 2-year ban in Barron, Rusk, and Sawyer counties because that deer was within 10 miles of those bordering counties. The ban goes into effect this coming Thursday, October 5th. For more on that ban and others, visit the DNR website, keywords CWD or baiting and feeding. And by the way, Jeff, there was a new CWD-positive deer on a Rock County deer farm. That county's already under a ban, and that ban will be renewed for another 3 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you heard this, Jeff, but Congress passed the Protecting Hunting Heritage and Education Act, which will allow federal funds to be used for educational purposes like hunter ed, archery classes, and they say culinary arts classes because they use big knives in some of those cooking classes. It's uncertain whether President Biden will sign it, but it passed the Senate unanimously and the House by a vote of 424-1. And I think that's an important thing to have available so that our youngsters can have hunter ed and archery classes in the school.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, if you're in the Washburn area this weekend on Saturday night, Warren Nelson and friends are performing at the Harborview Event Center at 7:30. The show is called Let the Summer Go. It's time for the autumn show. For information on his appearances and more, including our theme music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend. Enjoy that beautiful fall weather. And stay safe out there. And be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
Monday, October 16th and Tuesday, October 17th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., the Red Cross is having a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. If you would like to schedule an appointment, please call 1-800-733-2767 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter peace. Again, that's 1-800-733-2767 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter peace.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with highs around 82. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 59 tonight, mainly clear skies. Highs level off around 80 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs from the upper 60s to the upper 70s. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. Take a look at the extended forecast. 59 Thursday, 54 Friday, and 48 on Saturday. Another look at the short range, high of 82 today, lows level off around 59 tonight, highs reach 80 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 60.
To help fight the ongoing blood shortage, the Red Cross is urgently requesting donors of all blood types and platelets. You can schedule an appointment to give by downloading the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-733-2767. That's the Red Cross Blood Donor app, redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-733-2767. Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98qcountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, no matter the season. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with highs around 82. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 59 tonight, mainly clear skies. Highs level off around 80 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs from the upper 60s to the upper 70s. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. Take a look at the extended forecast. 59 Thursday, 54 Friday, and 48 on Saturday. Another look at the short range. High of 82 today. Lows level off around 59 tonight. Highs reach 80 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 60.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Never gazing, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with highs around 82. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 59 tonight, mainly clear skies. Highs level off around 80 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs from the upper 60s to the upper 70s. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. Take a look at the extended forecast. 59 Thursday, 54 Friday, and 48 on Saturday. Another look at the short range. High of 82 today. Lows level off around 59 tonight. Highs reach 80 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 60.
You're tuned in to the broadcast ministry of Cornerstone Church in Ramsey, Michigan. We're glad you're with us today. Now let's join Pastor Todd as we allow God's word to build our faith.
Well, good morning. So good to have you with us again. Each week, we look into the word of God. I'm so thankful for a ministry that continues to proclaim truth into the world that we're in, because it's like a beacon. It's like a light. It begins to shine in places that we so desperately need to see how to respond and react to the days that we're living in. I believe this, that the word is becoming more and more valuable as we see the wisdom of this world becoming more and more clouded, more and more confusing and dark. And so this morning, it's a great joy to be able to open the word of God. And we're going to look at that, the wisdom of God today, and how it gives us the truth that we need to operate. I believe it's like a compass, that it continues to point us in the right direction. You know, a compass doesn't fail because it has an ability to continue to point so that we know which way is north, so that we know which way we're supposed to go. And so I just encourage you that his word, I'm so thankful that truth says it's living and it's active and it's powerful. And this truth is not open to debate and it's not open to change. In a world that is in the midst of vortex where change is happening so enormously fast, so quickly right now, it gives us the ability to say, no, the truth doesn't change. The truth, I want it to remain active in my life. I want it to continue to give me the wisdom, the direction that I need, so that at the end of the day I can say, no, I walked. You know, the scriptures tell us that in the end times, knowledge is going to increase. Isn't that something? It doesn't say wisdom is going to increase, or it doesn't say the wisdom, but it says knowledge. And we can see that happening right now, where AI is coming out, artificial intelligence, and you might see commercials that are telling of companies that they can help your business with AI. Artificial intelligence that's really brought about through computer and computer technology. And So people are saying, what is this artificial intelligence? Well, I can tell you that there is godly wisdom that's above all artificial intelligence. It is real wisdom. It is real intelligence. And so we've been looking in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and chapter 2 now this morning, and we're going to look into the wisdom of God and how the wisdom of God is different from the wisdom of this world. And as we begin to understand that, you see, what I define this as is really a setup. We're set apart and we're set up. In chapter 2, it talks about we're set up for, we're preparing for something that's beyond what we can even possibly imagine. That heaven is really something that is so beyond belief. It says it's greater than the mind can even conceive. The heart can even think of the things that God has prepared for those who love him. And so we're set up. We're set up in this world to live separated from it. We're set up to live for the promises and the plans that God has for you and I looking ahead. And that fills our heart with hope. So we are not going to continue. This world is quickly passing away. Doesn't the scriptures tell us? The world and its desires are passing away. We're going to read some scriptures that talk about this world and how it's so fading. But the man and the woman of God who does the will of God, it says, will abide forever. That's set up for success. You and I are not set up for failure. We're set up to experience the presence and the promises of God. Maybe you've never heard of this guy. His name was Edward Murphy. And Edward Murphy was an aero engineer that worked for our space department back in the late 1940s when they were developing ships and rockets that will go to outer space. And it's believed that he was the one that coined the phrase, we call it Murphy's Law now, whatever can go wrong will go wrong. Can you imagine that? Living with that ideology, with that life commandment. Whatever can go wrong will go wrong. Hear me, that is defeatism. That is living with this idea that nothing's going to go right in my life, and if it could go wrong, it will go wrong. I can tell you that I would not want to be strapped to the rocket that he was engineering. I believe this, that as followers of Christ, we are set up to live in the wisdom of God by the will of God, and that should be something that we define as success. You are not, what would it profit a man to gain the whole world yet lose his own soul? See, success is experiencing the presence and the promises of God and the truth of God. It says here in verse 18 of chapter 1, for the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing. But to you who are being saved, it's the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom. And it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For the Jews demand a sign, and the Greeks seek wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews, folly to the Gentiles. But to those who are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Why don't we take a moment and pray? Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you that, God, your word is the lamp that we need to live. It's the strength that we need today, God, to give us faith to step into the days to come with an assurance that you are with us and you are for us. And so we bless you and we thank you, Lord, that you are moving right now. We ask this in your name. Amen. So this morning, as we look into the scripture, I would just encourage us to begin to understand and say, God, I want to know your wisdom, because in knowing your wisdom, I know your will. Don't we want the will of God? Jesus taught us to pray the will of God. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on this earth as it is in the heavens. Let your will be done in my life today. Let your wisdom lead me. Because when you know the wisdom of God, you know the will of God. And when you submit to the wisdom of God, you come into that place of understanding. Now, just a little bit of backdrop to remind us of the audience that Paul was writing to could be defined as very similar to our culture right now. Some teachers understand that from the time of the